Hello and welcome to episode 5 of Path Yorkshire's Pathcast series. In today's episode, we are in conversation with NeuRoots participant Farzad, who recently accessed a paid work placement at the IKEA store in Leeds. The Refugee Council and IKEA have established this partnership to support the employment of refugees. After completing a 4-day online course, Farzad visited the IKEA store for a guided tour and a short interview for which he was successful. Farzad was put forward for a paid 8-week work placement, which has led to paid employment. Farzad, welcome to today's episode of the Pathcast. Thank you for taking time out to speak to us.
Thank you very much. It's nice to see you.
How's your week been?
Lovely, actually, yeah.
Have you been up to anything exciting, or has the windy weather and the rain kept you inside?
Yeah, you know, the weather is normally, generally it's happening. Like in a bad weather, you can't do normal activities. But no, actually, it wasn't like very interrupting. I'm going to gym sometimes, going to workplace.
So you didn't let any obstacles get in your way?
No.
That's great to hear. On the Pathcast, we speak to our clients, to our service users, to our partners, to see what they've been up to. And I know that you've been taking part in an IKEA work placement. So first of all, how did you hear about Path Yorkshire and the NeuRoots project?
I was going to church, Christ Church in Armley, Leeds, every week on Monday. And in there, I saw Elliot. Elliot told me about IKEA project and that they are recruiting people in there. So we just exchanged numbers, and then later he contacted me, and I think in that way he actually introduced me to Path project.
Being part of the NeuRoots project, how did you find out about the IKEA placement?
Elliot told me about that, right? So I was in this drop-in and Elliot had a stand there and he was talking about this project, and he introduced that to me. So I found it appealing and I asked him to contact me.
IKEA is working in partnership with the Refugee Council to help support employment of refugees with work placements and help with employability. What attracted you to do this, to take part?
I have received my status as a refugee. I had a right to work after that. And that's why I was actually looking for jobs in different places. So I was doing some applications with different websites and different companies. It happened at the same time that I was looking for a job, and I thought this would be a good opportunity to actually start doing this, basically.
What was the application process like?
I had this email that we are going to have this 5 weeks training period, which I accepted, and it started a few weeks after that, and we had like 5 weeks Zoom training with Refugee Council, and it was about resume, how to interview, what kind of questions are coming up in the interview, and what kind of like expectations are in there from employee and like the environment in general, and that kind of prepared me for the interview with IKEA.
The word interview can seem quite daunting, and you know, it makes people nervous. How was your interview that you took part in, and what advice can you give to somebody who's going to be going for a similar interview?
Yeah, it actually made me nervous as well. So yeah, but that training period was actually very helpful to prepare me for the interview. So I was kind of expecting of the kind of questions which were coming, and I got prepared to be interviewed. Again, you know, when you are in an interview room with all these new people in a new environment and being questioned about all the stuff, it's kind of a bit nerve-wracking for everyone. But you know, all in all, if you are prepared and you are confident enough that you can do it, you know, it hopefully you can pass it actually.
So does that mean preparation is key?
Yeah, you need to be prepared if you review the questions, because in the preparation period, in the training period, you almost know what kind of questions are going to be asked. So if you can review them, go through them, practice them with yourself, you do this process, you would be confident enough to do it in the interview room, in an actual interview.
Well, I would like to say a big well done, because you passed your interview and you were successful on the placement. So what did the placement entail?
It entails working in an actual shop floor in the IKEA. So it is a bit of training with the staff in there. So there is this process of shadow working, I think they call them. So it's one of the staff that you are working with, like the whole day through your whole shift. You are observing what they are doing, and you're actually trying to do the same things, and they are teaching you, they are actually training you to do what you need to do in your actual shift. So yeah, that's part of it, and it is actually the actual job that you need to do, that you're practicing in there, you're doing the same job.
Tell us some of the duties or tasks you carried out whilst you were doing your placement.
You know, in IKEA, it is like products are a bit tricky, because there are all of these assembling technical stuff. So you need to learn about the products, about these codes that they have, what codes is related to what kind of product. Like the location of the products are a bit tricky, because, you know, it's like a huge shop, and people are always struggling to find the right place of the product. And they always confuse the product that they are after. They try to find them. So you need to know all of this information to actually assist someone who is shopping there to get whatever they need, basically. So, and another part is, you know, you have access to this IKEA system, which is like access to all of the information and detail of the product. So people like to know the measurements of the product, how can you assemble them, and they are all in this computer that, you know, they are coming to you and asking for help, so you can show them and signpost them to what they need to do, basically. So that's part of the learning process.
So if I want some new furniture, or I want to redecorate my bedroom, I will come to you for the advice to tell me how to style my room the best.
Yeah, that's also a part of job, which is a bit more advanced part of working in IKEA. So we are in a more kind of like less advanced, which is like generally showing the products and their more general information. So we have different department, which is designing rooms and designing the products, how to put them and all sort of stuff, which is like the next level of job.
What skills did you learn on your placement that you'll be able to use in the future?
Basically, I didn't have any UK job experience. So to be literally in an environment which is working in a kind of a shop, which is actually it is in an environment which is you didn't used to be before. So I have sales experience myself back in my country, but working in a different country with a different language, with a different work ethic, with a different work conduct of behavior, and all of those things are also part of the job, and you can't translate whatever you used to know to the new environment. So being there, learning how to interact with customers, how to interact with other staff, how to bond this kind of relationship with other co-workers in there, all in all, in general, helping you to start to build a career in this country. If, you know, I didn't know many things in here, and also technical information that I learned in the IKEA, and that was also part of it. So I found it quite useful.
And there's been a good news story, because after your placement, you have gained employment at IKEA. So very well done for completing your placement and getting a job with IKEA. How was that process? Did they approach you after you completed your placement to say that we'd like to offer you a job? Or what happened?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, my line manager approached me, and he said that we are happy with you, we are happy with your job, and are you happy with us? Do you want to continue to the actual contract like a normal one. And I also wanted to continue. So this was like a mutual agreement. And we went to the normal contract after the 2 months placement.
For other people who are in your situation or who have heard about this project and placement and are wanting to apply for the IKEA scheme, do you have any advice for them?
Yeah, I think they definitely go for it if it comes out like this opportunity, because to be fair, it is not very easy to find a job in the UK job market for generally, I can say, for refugees, for people who are coming from a different background. Companies are very strict in their interviews to recruit new people, especially if they are from different companies. I have had a lot of experience applying for different companies, different organizations, even organizations which were related to refugees and working with refugees, which I had live experience. And also I have had done volunteer jobs with refugees before, but I couldn't actually secure a job in there. So the fact that IKEA has this scheme of recruiting refugees and they are so welcoming and inclusive in their interviews, they are quite flexible. So this is a great opportunity for whoever wants to start working in this country, especially if you don't have like a previous UK working environment experience. So I definitely recommend it to anyone who wants to actually work in this country.
Farzad, it's been a pleasure talking to you and learning about your experience of your IKEA placement. We'd like to congratulate you for completing your placement and gaining employment at the end of it. And we wish you all the best and success for the future.
To you too. Thank you very much.
A huge congratulations to Farzad on his success. For more information about the training and work placement opportunities for refugees with IKEA, or to register your interest, please contact Elliot by emailing ELIOT.REID@pathyorkshire.co.uk. That's ELIOT.REID@pathyorkshire.co.uk. Or by calling 07943 027 922. That's 07943 027 922. Thank you for listening.